I did want to mention something that Doug had mentioned that was important is the NOAA work, when they finish it up, it turned out that the systems that they had developed, NOAA, to help with the activation and evaluation phase for the Tyros N, they were able to port those systems and use it for different applications, such as the TVA, let's see, where did that? Oh, yeah. These systems also aided in the winning and implementation of other contracts, such as the TVA nuclear power plant monitoring and the MX missile canister test program. Two entirely different programs from spacecraft, but the idea of testing and evaluating real-time application, where you're getting real-time data. The real-time data might not be spacecraft telemetry data, but it could be from the TVA monitoring systems for nuclear monitoring, as well as the MX missile canisters is sending some kind of sensor data in. The point is that when you develop systems for one type of real-time sensor processing, it can be used in others.
Yeah.
Now, we did a lot of that reuse, like I was telling you, on the Jordan P. Shield job, where we came up with common software that could be used, and then we went off in the others. But these were actual applications.
Yeah.
In other cases, it was just what the engineers learned, the experiences they had at NASA, NOAA. And they came back, and then they'd see radar data and said, okay, well, radar data is very similar to spacecraft telemetry data.
Yeah.
Any of that, hospital applications where you have you're monitoring patients, the sensor data. So handling any kind of real-time data, you know, once you have experience with it, they were able to apply that into future systems.